Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the bread of life. Amen. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians that we heard a little bit earlier, Paul says that we must give up an old way of life in favor of a new way of life in Christ. Paul is never one to pull punches. He tells it as it is. And he says that there are behaviors that are inconsistent with this new way of life in Christ. Among them, he lists falsehoods, stealing, sin, evil talk. It all makes sense. It's logical. It is especially logical when he tells us that we need to put away all bitterness, anger, and wrath. Yeah, logical, but it is hard to do. You have been living under a rock if you haven't taken note of the higher levels of bitterness, anger, and wrath that seem to be all about us. You have heard about poor parent behavior at youth sporting events. Take a look at this.
He will try the right side. He will break a tackle. He will try to break another. And he will reverse his field. Oh, he gets a good block there. Oh! That flag can't be on that hit. That was clean. He might still have been short, though. You're crazy. You want to see the tape?
Yeah, that youth football player has to be so proud of his dad. And certainly you have not forgotten the air rage incident that originated out of Minneapolis not very long ago.
Hey, this is one flight you don't want to be on. The passenger is out of control as cops struggle to subdue him. The mid-air meltdown forced the flight from Minneapolis to Los Angeles to turn around just 20 minutes after takeoff.
2565, we can have the authorities call. They should be at the gate when you get there.
Thank you.
According to reports, the drama started when the passenger's girlfriend tried to use the bathroom just after takeoff. That's a big no-no. A flight attendant asked her to sit down, and that's when the couple allegedly lost it. When police boarded the aircraft, they took the two unruly passengers into custody. And as they did, fellow passengers actually began cheering. That's when the boyfriend, identified as a vice president at Citibank, apparently threw a punch at another passenger. Cops take him down.
Well, air rage incidents seem to be in the news every few days in our time that we live. And of course, what list of rage would be complete without some road rage? Yes? The next video clip is set in a church parking lot, of all things. Now, clearly, this is a set-up video intended for some humor, but there are nuggets of truth in this for us.
Jesus, I am late for church. I'm just going to speak this parking spot into existence right now. Just name it and claim it, Jesus.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, use the crosswalk.
I have the fruit of the Spirit, but y'all need to move. Jesus, give me a miracle. I need a ram in the thicket. I love this church. It's just like come as you are. You know what I'm saying? How do I look, though? Does the jacket go with the shirt? Oh, good Lord. Guests, single parents, expected mother. Who doesn't have a parking spot these days? I have been here 27 years. I deserve respect. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Take my parking spot. She probably needs Jesus more than me, honestly. Use your mirror. How long does it take to back out of a... Jesus, give me strength. This is so strange. Honestly, there better be coffee. There better be coffee. Y'all are gonna make me park in a handicap spot.
Oh, look, there go the homeschoolers.
I swear if somebody took the last jelly donut, I will. Don't make me get out of the... I will move
hey, are you on the ministry team?
Not today, okay? Oh, you're gonna drive a Lexus? Okay, I know where your treasure's at. Not in heaven. The sermon series is what? Putting others in front of yourself. Oh, this doesn't apply to me. I mean, for heaven's sakes, move out of the road.
Look at this truck. Where are you going? A church or a Trump rally?
Finally found a parking spot 15 minutes late. Oh, it is way too cold out here, but you better bring a shuttle or I will watch this service online.
Do you see yourself in any of those vignettes? Oh, we've had incidents in our own church parking lot. Last Sunday at 8:45 a.m., please note day and time of day, 8:45 a.m. on a Sunday, one of our suppliers thought that was a great time to park a truck in a traffic lane and deliver cartloads of food for a Tuesday event, bringing cart after cart through a crowded narthex at a time when we have the most people and the most cars in our parking lot the entire week. Sometimes we have snow events, yes? And those events go through a Sunday morning and the continuing snow obscure the parking lot spaces, which sometimes leads the cars out of kilter in their parking, which isn't the worst thing in the world until somebody decides to start a third row of parking, blocking in that middle row. It's a lot easier to laugh about that in August. So don't be that guy from the video as you need to follow a skipping two-year-old down a long row of parking in the parking lot. You know, you think about those people that you see raging, not just on these videos, but anywhere. Yeah. What do you think their blood pressure is? Where is their joy in life? How does that rage move them closer to their goals in life? Most psychologists will tell us that anger is a destructive emotion, and it often is just covering up other things that are happening in our lives. For instance, that parent who desperately wants that child to do well in sporting events, but one of those events gets out of control. Maybe the child even feels threatened or is unfairly caught, and the parent just goes out of control. Now, not all anger is equal. We even read in the Bible a couple of times that Jesus became angry, but that was a righteous anger on behalf of others. Most anger, truly, saps the energy that we have within us, and we have so much anger about us, particularly in a political season with a primary this coming Tuesday, general elections coming up in November. From both sides, it seems, people throwing slings and arrows at each other and talking about the anger on the other side of the political aisle. It seems like anger has paralyzed a good part of our political system. Protests, it seems, are the preferred way of effecting change in our day. Have you gone a day or two without seeing a new protest on the news? And if you look carefully at the faces of the people, there's so much anger there. And then there are the counter-protests, which elevates the possibility for more anger and even violence. The trolling on the internet, the comment section under news stories, the comments under YouTube videos, there is bitterness and anger and wrath all around us. But we have good news. For every angry person that you have seen in the past week, how many normal people or even happy people have you seen? I'm not going to say that there is not anger in this room right now. I don't know that. But I can tell you that what prevails at this worship service is love and forgiveness and kindness. This past Wednesday and Thursday, I'm sure that someone committed a crime in Rochester. But those same days, Wednesday and Thursday, there were hundreds of people from Bethel out in the community trying to make this world a better place. There are far more helpers in this world than takers. Last Thursday night, there were more than 100 people who drove quite a ways out of town to the Gorder Farm to sit under the oaks, simply to worship, to fellowship, and to thank God for God's creation. So there is far more kindness than there is rage in the world. Paul calls upon Christians to follow a life of love and kindness. We are to be leaders of love and kindness. And as we do that, we lead healthier lives ourselves, and we leave behind emotions that can drag us down into the pit. So a few minutes ago, we saw three videos dealing with raging people. Again, the good news is that there is more kindness than there is hate in the world. How many times a day do you hear someone laugh as opposed to an angry or a shouted word? How many times have you hugged or seen people hug people as opposed to seeing others punch each other out? So maybe we need to see one more video, a video about kindness, particularly kindness offered in a time of sorrow.
What happened at the West Side Cafe on Camp Bowie happens more than we know. But we'd need to know how and why it happened Thursday for the sake of a baby girl named Glory. Her parents brought her in last month, and a young waitress couldn't take her eyes off her.
I see all the brand new babies and look up to them, and I'm like, oh my goodness, so beautiful, such a beautiful baby.
Thursday, Glory's parents came in alone, and waitress Kayla Lane noticed.
I'm like, you know, didn't y'all have a baby last time y'all came in here? And they kind of look at each other and they're very quiet. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I'm like, what's going on?
Sean and Debbie Riddle told her Glory passed away 4 weeks ago. Unexpected, unexplained.
I remember putting my hands up and I just didn't know what to say.
Sean and Debbie Riddle did.
That we're all part of a family. And that's our job, to pick up our brothers and sisters.
They showed pictures of Glory and thanked Kayla for remembering them. When it was time to pay, the check simply said, "Your ticket has been paid for. We're really sorry for your loss. God bless." Kayla says it was all she knew to do.
I could feel their pain. I could see it.
Sean and Debbie are born-again Christians. They've been searching for meaning in Glory's life and death. And when Debbie shared the waitress's gesture of kindness on Facebook, thousands responded.
And it just means so much, because our daughter's gone, and yet her, I guess she kind of has a legacy now that's still living on and helping other people.
Including Kayla, who was herself hurting that day and drawing strength from the kindness of grieving parents who were still paying it forward.
I hope you heard in the very last part that the restaurant server was also undergoing difficulty in her life, and she received kindness from the people to whom she was offering kindness. So often that is a reciprocal relationship, even as anger can be reciprocal. There is hope. There is always hope. As Paul writes, live in love as Christ has loved us. Amen. Hymn 815, please.